White House doubles down on Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The president is not going to shy away from delivering for the American people. He's not going to shy away from a record that you all have seen for the past 20 months.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre, amid continued criticism from Republicans on the economy and crime and low poll numbers for the president, who keeps telling voters his plans are working, including efforts to lower gas prices, today announcing another release from the strategic oil reserves, along with an effort to refill that stockpile.
The United States government is going to purchase oil to refill the Strategic Petroleum Reserve when prices fall to $70 a barrel. That means oil companies can invest to ramp up production now.
Oil prices today getting back over $85 a barrel, and industry officials continue to hammer the president's policies as stifling investment since he took office. A taxpayers group from Wisconsin has just filed an emergency petition with the U.S. Supreme Court asking justices to block the president's student loan forgiveness plan while the legal fight continues. The group accuses the president of an assault on the separation of powers while hitting taxpayers with a new financial obligation. A carbon monoxide leak sends six students and two adults to the hospital in Missouri. They were evaluated after feeling ill at Kansas City's Longfellow Elementary School.
At one point, carbon monoxide readings were at 2,000 parts per million. That's the maximum firefighters' monitors will read. District spokeswoman Elle Moxley said now that those who were in the building have been checked.
We are going to work very closely with the fire department to make sure that this building is safe. And then we will make a determination about what school looks like for these kids for the rest of the week.
The cause of the leak remains unclear.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, the district says its heating systems were checked just last week. On Wall Street, stocks finished lower, but off the session lows, the Dow down 98 at the bell. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The CDC votes tomorrow on adding COVID shots to a list of childhood immunizations for school, driven in part by uncertainty over the anticipated end of federal funding that currently covers the cost of those shots for everyone.
The concern is what happens to poor and uninsured children once the federal funds for this program run out. So if the CDC adds COVID shots to its immunization schedule, these kids would qualify for coverage under a federally funded program called Vaccines for Children. But it would also give states the option to require the shots for school. That's already getting pushback from Florida's Surgeon General, who tweeted, regardless of what CDC votes tomorrow on whether COVID-19 vax are added to routine child immunizations, nothing changes in Florida.
Fox's Jonathan Seri. Health officials are also warning of a possible winter surge of COVID because of multiple Omicron strains, though they say the updated booster shots offer better protection. The U.S. government slapping sanctions on Russian entities related to Justice Department charges against five Russian nationals and two oil traders accused of evading global sanctions and money laundering by stealing technology from U.S. companies. The world's largest retailer closing its doors on Thanksgiving for the third year in a row as the CEO hints that's the new normal.
Prior to the pandemic, many companies stayed open on Thanksgiving to capitalize on Black Friday shopping. But as the outbreak continues to wane, major retailers like Walmart, Best Buy, Kohl's, JCPenney, Ulta Beauty, among others, still want to remain closed on Thanksgiving Day to give their employees extra time off. Last year, Walmart said the move was a way to thank its staffers for their efforts during the pandemic. Around the same time, Target CEO announced that its stores would be closed on Thanksgiving Day moving forward.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Again, the Dow drops about 100 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.